Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay.
Let's see. What were we talking about?
What exactly are the responsibilities? Well, wait. What we were talking about was how they made it public that the child was going to be adopted.
Uh-huh. Well, as I said, they called the next of kin again from the father on out, and the mother too, and then they announced it. See. Uh-huh. And then again, from there, it goes out into the village. See, they probably. Next of the other kings, they talk about it, tell about it, and so that's the way I think the news spreads then.
Yeah. Now, you say the head of the society talks to the woman's mother.
Yeah.
Now, does this mean that the woman had the child out of wedlock?
Either way.
Either way.
Either way.
Now, does the father have anything to say about the adoption?
That's right. They both have it.
Yeah. But they talk to her mother.
Yeah.
Not to the father's mother.
No. Both, yeah.
Oh, they talk to both.
Both. Again, because suppose a child is born in marriage, see?
Mm-hmm.
And probably some kind of, maybe not physically not strong, see.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe with some kind of a sickness that they can't help the child in too well. See.
The child sick or the mother sick?
This mother, I mean the child.
The child is
yeah.
sick. Okay.
Then she started to think, and probably she came up with one answer, and she looked at the other people, see, whose children probably were much healthier, see.
Mm-hmm.
And well, in those days, because they depend mostly more on the religious side, see. Maybe they think that they were more blessed by the spirit that they were able to raise their children in good health, see.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that might help them, see.
Mm-hmm.
To raise the for them to raise their child, see, rather than get in the way of the improving health of the child by having it adopted by the person they look at, see, and was seeing it that he was growing healthier because of probably better care, see,
mm-hmm.
or more food maybe that would help improve the child's health, see.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that matters were all taken care of by agreeing not to interfere no more. That the child was given them for to happen to hold, see, to raise until death, see.
Mm-hmm.
So that way they look at it, and, see.
Mm-hmm.
So then if it's that way, well, that's why the question would be 3-4 times asked by the parents of the child, I mean the child's mother, yeah. And the father for approval, so before they approve it. See.
Mm-hmm.
If they were satisfied then that they would speak in the truth and for good reason for their child's adoption, then they'll accept it. See.
Mm-hmm.
Then same way with this person that's going to make it legal, he does the same thing. He's got to know the truth. So one time is not satisfactory. Answers it.
Mm-hmm.
3-4 times, maybe at the same time, in the same meeting, or at different times.
Mm-hmm.
Then, if they are satisfied that they are telling the truth, well, then they are ready for adoption. Then,
what if the child is born out of wedlock?
Same way, if they, because they don't consider it a child born out of wedlock any difference. See.
Uh-huh.
Of course, they say that, well, after all, a girl or a lady, she'll have to have a baby someday. That's the way they look at it. They don't think it's nothing out of place.
Uh-huh. Whether she's married or not.
Whether she's married or not.
Well, if she wasn't married and wanted to keep the child,
she can.
She raise. Can.
Yeah.
And if what if she's a real young girl, though, like 12 or 13?
Well, the mother would help her.
The mother.
Yeah.
And the mother's sisters would probably help, too.
Yeah, sure. In the family, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. As I said, because they don't look at it anything out of place.
Mm-hmm. So this is pretty common.
Yeah, it's just that the child is just much welcome as though he came from the married couples. So that's the way it is.
That's a real good way.
Yeah.
Now then, if the child's adopted, what are the responsibilities then of the new parents?
The new parents will have to be asked first if they would be willing to adopt the child. See.
Now, who would ask them?
Well, the father of the girl of the baby. See.
I see.
Yeah. Because they are much more experienced to these things than the child that's just grown up and got married. See, the younger ones. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they're the ones that take all that responsibility to answer and to accept and then transfer again. See.
Mm-hmm.
They'll call on the couple that are looked upon to take the child, if they would adopt the child. And they'll tell the reason too, all the way through. See.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say if you adopt the child, will you take it as your son or a girl as your daughter from now on till the end, see. If they are willing to, agenda, I don't think they ever refused. Yeah. Then they would in turn say 3 or 4 times, because that's the way they put it, the truth, see. That they would take care of it as their own, see. And they'll do their best to raise it in the proper way.
Yeah. Now, let me get this straight. When we talked about squash and turquoise, the village is divided into the two.
Yeah.
Now, would the child have to be adopted by somebody who's in the same side?
No.
It could go, like her parents were turquoise, yeah. The child could go to the squash.
Yeah. Once he's adopted into that family that belongs to the squash, well, he's naturally then accepted in the squash thing,
mm-hmm.
Squash keeper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah.
Now what if then the head of the society would then go to the new parents too, as well as the girl's father?
They'll call them together.
They would all get together.
Well, when time to place the child in the hands of the new parents,
mm-hmm.
they'll all come together.
Mm-hmm.
Then that takes place right there, before the child's mother and father, if the child has a father, see,
mm-hmm.
married, and then the parents, and then the next of kin right close to the parents' relatives.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, the person, the couple accepting the child, see, they too will call in their next of kin.
Mm-hmm.
They'll all get together.
And then it's...
Then the adoption takes place.
Mm-hmm.
After all these agreements are all accepted and ready for adoption, then the person that's going to make it legal, he's the one that takes the child from the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to right there again, see? Parents say yes. All right. Then he picks the child up and calls the new parents to come forward, step forward here. I place it in you know, they have something like a ceremonial speech that they go through. See? Mm-hmm. And he places them, that child, on the hands of the new couple. See? Mm-hmm. Both the father and the mother will have to bring their hand together and mm-hmm. accept the child. The mother will mm-hmm. be the one, but then the father will be right there with his hand too.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. So they can accept it then.
Then they would raise the child just exactly as if it were their own.
Oh, yeah.
They would arrange for its marriage and things like that.
Oh, yeah. After that, yeah.
And for its initiation into societies.
All those things, yeah.
I see.
They take care, the new parents will take care of all that. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, when this child grows older and gets married and has children of his own, do these children consider the adopted parents their grandparents?
No. It's their parent. It's their real parents. Is that what you mean?
No. Now, say you've adopted a son.
Yeah.
And he gets married.
Uh-huh.
And has some
little
kids.
I see. Yeah. Well, naturally, his offspring would be my grandparents. I mean, grandchildren, see?
I see.
And they look upon me as a grandparent, see?
Then they would have no relationship with
no.
with the boy's
no more.
Parents.
No more. They'll never be expressed to him.
Mm-hmm. He probably wouldn't even know
no,
it.
No, he wouldn't even know.
I see. Yeah. Would the boy that was adopted or the girl, would they know?
Oh, no.
They don't know.
No.
Unless
but all they would allow to for them to know, just to respect that family, see,
mm-hmm.
as though distant relatives, see,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Unless
by chance that the child, after he has grown, found out, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But still, he'll be advised
by
not to make any effort to go back, see.
Mm-hmm.
Because after all, that's your parents now, see.
Mm-hmm.
They are no more. But whatever Indian relation would be, they'll be related that way, see.
Mm-hmm.
Distant, maybe aunt or cousin or uncle, see.
Mm-hmm.
They still respect that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They respect it that way, see.
Now what would happen if the girl, after she gave up her baby for adoption, and after a few years, she wanted it back?
Can't do it.
She can't do it.
Can't do it. She gave it up on her free will, see, because of necessity or something.
Mm-hmm. So no matter what?
No matter what. That's why they bring in that legal person to listen in.
I see. What and if... To, go ahead.
And to make it legal.
What if the new parents, what if they weren't good parents? Then what would happen?
Well, if the mother or the parent, the child's former parents and mother, or the mother of the parents find out that they weren't taking good care of the child, probably mean or something, you know, well, then they can make a report.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then they'll straighten that parents out.
But
they won't take the child back.
They wouldn't take the child back.
No.
Could they, if the parents were really mean, bad parents, could they make the foster parents, could the head of the society that governs this, could he make them take the children away from them?
That part, I never was able to get my informed say, because it seems like it never happened. There are things that I question, but since because nothing happened, see, that would bring up the legal part of it, but seems like it's just that way.
Mm-hmm.
and dark.